This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Tom Shaw and Alicia Dwyer. They are respectively the creator and the director of a film coming up in Mountain Film and Telluride called Christmas Without China. That film is among the 70 featured documentaries in the 13th annual Mountain Film. Thank you guys for joining me.
Hey, Susan. Good to be here.
So, Tom, could you tell an abbreviated version of your family's immigration story? Why the move to America? Why California? I think you arrived when you were a boy of eight back in the 1990s. What were and are your parents' hopes and dreams?
Yeah, my father was an acupuncturist in Harbin, China, our hometown. And in 1989, he was invited over by one of his patients who flew to Harbin to get treatment. And then when the treatment was over, he invited my father over. And I think immediately, because of the books he read as a child, my father knew there was more opportunities in America, so it wasn't a hard decision for him to make. So he came to Los Angeles first, where there were a strong circle of Chinese immigrants, and I think he felt more comfortable living amongst other immigrants at the time. And then 2.5 years later, he invited my mom and I over to live with him.
Okay. And did they realize their hopes and dreams in this country?
Absolutely. I think, you know, they have a very strong immigrant story along that's similar to many other immigrants, and working hard and working towards their American dream, and watching me graduate from high school and college, and giving me the opportunity to pursue my own passions as a filmmaker. So I think in a lot of ways their dreams have been realized and much more.
Okay, thank you. So now to the movie. Where in the world did the idea for Christmas Without China come from, Tom? And what inspired you to challenge a family like the Joneses to participate in your film? And then
the idea behind Christmas Without China for me started when I started observing a lot of China bashing in the media. And I realized, you know, it's actually really offensive to Chinese Americans, and it does affect people like myself, who are very much American, but with strong ties to my Chinese roots. And I think it's these sweeping generalizations that are very dangerous to U.S.-China relations, and also dangerous to Chinese Americans living here. And I wanted to do something equally as eye-catching for the American audience, so I decided, you know, what better way to get their attention than to challenge them to live without Chinese products, knowing how inextricably tied we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Alicia, when Tom came to you with the idea for the story, why did you decide to carry it forward?
Well, when Tom had been speaking with Michael Dwyer, who's my brother and cinematographer, about the project, and Michael came to me and he said, Tom has a really interesting idea here. And the thing that I loved about Tom right away is that he made me laugh. He just, he was taking on a very serious subject, but he was doing it in such an interesting and humorous way. I had been working on very serious subjects about the Holocaust and HIV/AIDS and Israeli-Palestinian relations, and I responded so much to Tom's humor. What an ingenious way to try to make a point, and I wanted to. That's why I said, I'll only do it, Tom, if you'll be in the movie. And that hadn't occurred to him, and he said, well, okay. And I'm very grateful to him and his family, and then also to the Jones family. Who took up Tom's challenge, that they really let us into their lives for a month to really see what it's like when someone like Tom challenges his neighbors in this crazy way.
How in the world did you find a couple like the Joneses? And how did you find them, and then how did you convince them to participate?
We found the Joneses at a night market. We just started approaching different families and literally asking them if they're interested in trying to survive the Christmas season without Chinese products, which in hindsight is really absurd. And were surprised at how many positive responses we received, and the Joneses were one of the three families that were really interested, and they grabbed our attention immediately because of their concern in Chinese products, recalled Chinese products at the time, and their concern that that not enough Chinese products were made in the U.S. So there was a number of issues that I think that perked their interest.
Well, they had actually had their son lead tested because he had been really playing with one of the recalled products. So it was really on their mind.
Right.
Okay. So in putting yourself and your family and the Joneses under this sort of magnifying glass, Tom, first you and then Alicia, what were the major points you both hoped to communicate through the film?
I think for me it was just to show, again, like the hypocrisy that's kind of been playing out in the media of bashing China, but at the same time, you just continue to use Chinese products. And I think it's important to show how dangerous, these generalizations are and how hypocritical it is, too. I mean, not as an excuse for serious product concerns that are occurring in certain parts of China with certain companies, but it would be really, we need to do that in a responsible way and show where that problem is coming from rather than, using sweeping generalizations. And I think that was my main goal in the challenge and in the documentary.
And you, Alicia?
I think for me, the challenge just gave me an opportunity to look at what's going on at this time of globalization for, on a really intimate level for families within this context of our products being made elsewhere and of, immigration to this country. Within that context, what are these two families going through as they think about their lives without, why do we need to buy all of these cheap products, and why do we need to make an enemy out of China as a whole for issues that may in fact be related more in a more complex way to globalization? And so, these were some of the things, really on a spiritual level, how are we related to one another, and how are we related to all of our stuff that we seem to think that we need to buy so cheaply? So these were some of the things that I found really special in terms of these two families.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. Once again, speaking with Tom Shaw and Alicia Dwyer, their film, Coming to Mountain Film, is Christmas Without China. Thank you both.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.